The beginning of Maseches Tamid surprisingly starts on Daf Chaf Hemer. Based on the first mitzvah there that the Masechta discusses is a mitzvah called Shmiras HaMekdash, which is actually learned from a pasuk in Parshas Korach, Perak Yud Ches, Pasuk Dal. The Torah says, V'shamru es mishmeres ol moed. And Chazal learned out that there's a mitzvah to guard the Mikdash, guard the base of Mikdash. 24 Kohanim stand post on the inside, 21 Levim on the outside. And that's a mitzvah. We're going to talk about this mitzvah for the Kohanim to do, to stand guard. Some Rishonim think it's only at night. Some say at night and by day. The Minchas Chinuch points out that a halal is obviously not shaykh to this mitzvah because they're not really a Kohen. But a mumar, a person who has a Kohen who has mumim, is a Kohen, just physically has all sorts of blemishes, whatever they are, and therefore can fulfill this mitzvah, because the mitzvah is for Kohanim, and this is not really part of the Avodah. Seemingly, there are Achronim who disagree. The footnote in the Minchas Chinuch at the bottom quotes the Avnei Nezer, who's Medayik from Tosfos and Rambam, and other places, that this actually is part of the Avodah. The Rambam in Hilchas Beis Mechira Perek Ches Halacha Vav writes that if the Kohanim want to take a nap, they have to take off their big day kahuna. But when they're standing awake and they're on their guard, then they should continue wearing the big day love and the big day kahuna. So the diuk that the Achronim want to make is that because the Rambam believes that the avnet, which has shatnez in it, it should be usher to be worn, the only heter to wear it is when you're actually b'shas avoda. When you're doing the avoda, you could wear the avnet, which otherwise would be usher, because it's shatnez. But when you're doing the avoda, it's mutter. Just like tzitzis overrides shatnez, so to the avnet, the avoda, doing the avoda offsets the shatnez as well, and therefore be mutter. And therefore you see from the Rambam that wearing the big day kahuna while you're doing this shmira is actually part of the avoda. L'chor, the upshot is that there are two nafkaminas between the Minchas Chinuch versus the Avnei Nezer's Diuk in the Rambam and Tosfos and other Rishonim. Nafkanina number one is, could a Baal Mum be one of the Shomrim? According to the Minchas Chinuch, absolutely. Seemingly the Avnei Nezer would presumably disagree. That's what logic would dictate. It doesn't address it specifically, but logic would dictate otherwise. And similarly, Nafkanina number two would be, must you wear the big day kahuna? According to the Avnei Nezer and the Rambam, certainly the answer is yes. Well, according to the Minchas Chinuch, presumably no, because it's not part of the Avodah.